Claimed by the Highlander by Julianne MacLean. Narrated by Anthony Ferguson. Copyright 2011 by Julianne MacLean. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with St. Martin's Press and was produced in the year 2012 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. He was banished, and in his absence all was lost. But soon his time will come. The sleeping lion will wake, and when he does, the McEwans will hear his roar. The Oracle, March 3rd, 1718, The Western Isles of Scotland. Chapter 1. Kinloch Castle, Scottish Highlands, July 1718. The dream startled her awake mere minutes before the siege began. Gwendolyn McEwan sat up with a gasp and turned her eyes to the window. It was only a dream, she told herself, as she struggled to calm her breathing. Later she would call it a premonition, but for now she was certain it was just a trickery of sleep causing this terror in her heart. Giving up any notion of slumber, she tossed the covers aside, sat up on the edge of the bed, and reached for her robe. She slipped it on for warmth against the pre-dawn chill as she rose to her feet and padded to the window, lured to the leaded glass by a faint glow of light on the horizon. A new day had begun, at last. She closed her eyes and said a silent prayer that it would bring her brother, Murdoch, home from his travels. The McEwans needed their chief, and if he did not soon return and claim his birthright, she feared someone else would, for there had been some talk of discontent in the village.